Imagine receiving a terminal cancer diagnosis, only to discover that your most meaningful life begins after you die. This is Lily's extraordinary journey in For Whom the Bell Tolls. After enduring the physical agony of cancer and the emotional pain of watching her family struggle with her impending death, Lily finally succumbs, only to awaken in an afterlife that defies all expectations. Here, all belief systems coexist, souls can travel between realms, and the line between heaven and hell isn't what anyone imagined. When her beloved tattoos, delicate filigree, book stacks with favorite flowers, hobbit illustrations vanish from her skin, she feels she's lost part of her identity. But this is just the first of many surprises in an afterlife that will challenge everything she thought she knew about redemption, purpose, and love. Lily's personal paradise manifests as a hobbit-like dwelling with a round purple door set into a hill, complete with her dream kitchen, featuring a dish towel declaring fresh out of fucks, and a two-story library with spiral staircases. Even her childhood cat Max returns to her. Yet, despite this perfection, restlessness soon sets in. Exploring beyond paradise leads her to hell, not the eternal torture chamber of religious texts, but a complex system focused primarily on healing and rehabilitation. Only the lowest levels handle punishment for truly evil souls. The upper levels concentrate on therapy and support. Drawing on decades of customer service experience, Lily volunteers at Hell's Gate, creating a help desk where she processes incoming souls with compassion and no-nonsense attitude. Here, she finds unexpected purpose, using her lived experience with trauma to help others heal, proving that sometimes our greatest wounds become our greatest gifts. While gaming with demon friends, Lily instantly connects with a player called Fruit Bat, who has the sexiest voice I have ever heard. Later, she meets Beleth, Belle, a 7-foot demon with purple-gray skin, bat wings, and silvery eyes, and recognizes his voice as Fruit Bat's. Their relationship grows through shared activities, but faces a fundamental challenge. Lily will eventually reincarnate while Belle remains in the afterlife permanently. When Sharky, a traumatized child's soul, arrives in hell, Lily offers to care for her. They gradually form a family unit, with Sharky calling Lily mom and Belle dad. Through these relationships, Lily begins healing from her past traumas. What makes eternity meaningful isn't endless time, but the depth of connection when time no longer constrains us. Lily and Belle's relationship develops with refreshing authenticity, built on compatibility, shared humor, and mutual respect rather than dramatic declarations. When Belle sees Lily's life file, he recognizes her strength in surviving and healing. When Lily learns about Belle's insecurities, his feeling he's never been enough for anyone, she reassures him, "You're enough, and nothing about you feels temporary." Their unconventional family demonstrates that belonging comes from choosing each other repeatedly, not similarity. When beings breach the barriers between realities, Belle leads his legions to battle. During his absence, Lily works at the help desk while caring for Sharky. She discovers her strength when she decapitates a creature in the universal hallway using Belle's sword. Taking refuge in heaven during an attack, she confronts God himself, challenging him about his absence during human suffering. God reveals that deities aren't truly all-powerful and have limited influence in the mortal world, reshaping her understanding of divinity. When he offers an unconditional apology for harm done in his name, Lily begins healing from her religious trauma. Sometimes, healing comes not from forgetting hurts, but from having them acknowledged. Beyond fantasy, the story explores themes of belonging, redemption, and vulnerability. Hell's focus on healing rather than punishment offers a metaphor for justice in our world. Heaven, being just one option, suggests there's no single path to peace. What matters is finding where you can be authentically yourself. The novel explores healing from religious trauma without rejecting spirituality entirely, reminding us that belonging isn't about finding perfect people or places, but those who see and love us as we are. As Lily's bonds with Belle and Sharky deepen, she faces her most profound decision, whether to eventually reincarnate or remain permanently in the afterlife. The impossibility of biological motherhood in the afterlife weighs heavily on her. When Belle reveals that demons mate for life and admits his plans following her potential reincarnation, working until either dying in combat or choosing oblivion, Lily realizes the depth of his love. Everything changes when she discovers a provision allowing mortal souls to petition for deification, transforming them into permanent residents who can reproduce with born denizens. Standing before the reincarnation gate one final time, she experiences visions of countless potential lives, sheds tears for mortality's beautiful uncertainty, and chooses her future with Belle. As she shares her decision, an impossible sensation begins, a heartbeat marking her transformation into a true denizen of the afterlife. Years later, Lily and Sharky have transformed the help desk into a comprehensive support center, offering counseling and specialized programs for complex trauma. Their family with Belle has become Hell's community heart, hosting gatherings where souls from various departments connect. Even angels have become regular visitors, breaking down ancient barriers between realms. When Penny arrives, a soul convinced of her worthlessness despite having no file warranting her presence in Hell, Lily recognizes her younger self in Penny's demeanor. Sharing her journey from self-condemnation to self-acceptance, Lily offers Penny a trainee position, not just a job, but an invitation to heal and belong. Through Lily's evolution from isolated, self-loathing soul to community cornerstone, we see that death becomes not the end of personal development, but its continuation under different circumstances. Sometimes we need a complete change of context to break free from ingrained patterns of self-destruction. Lily's heartbeat returning symbolizes not just her transformation, but her complete acceptance of where she truly belongs. In death, she finds what eluded her in life, a place to call home, where paradise isn't found in golden streets, but in the simple joy of reading to Sharky while Belle rests his head in her lap, thinking contentedly, "Family, my family." Sometimes it takes facing our greatest fears to discover our greatest strengths. What would change in your life if you stopped trying to earn love and instead believed you were already worthy of it? Perhaps the greatest paradise isn't a place at all, but the feeling of finally being home in your own skin, surrounded by those who make your heart beat with purpose. Through Lily's journey, we discover that even in death, perhaps especially in death, we can find the courage to be authentically ourselves, to build meaningful connections, and to create a home where we truly belong.